Embrace the Light Radio family. What's going on? It's your host, Michael Water II. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you're listening from. If you haven't downloaded the app Anchor, man, I suggest you download it. The best way to listen to it, music and everything. So, man, we got a great show in store for y'all today. I think y'all are going to like the direction in which Embrace the Light Radio is going. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But hey, without no further ado, man, let's get into the show. Let's get it.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, we live now. We good. So what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Embrace the Light Radio. That was Canton Jones when he do it. Man, that song I've been jamming to all week. When I'm talking about in the mornings where it's a long ride to work and I need something to jam to, that song right there is like a go-to. So I got to shout out DJ Wado. If you haven't downloaded his podcast on iTunes, check out DJ Wado Radio. He's a DJ out of New York, and he all the jive on Christian hip hop and all that stuff. But yeah, so I know y'all heard a different voice come on the line. I talked about a new direction that we're going in, and I'm so excited to be walking y'all through this process and this roller coaster of a ride and a journey that we're about to get ready to go on in Embrace the Light Radio. So I've done a lot of thinking, done a lot of meditating, a lot of praying on the direction in which we're going in this show. And I've been feeling led to have a co-host with me on this show and not doing it solo. And with that was a lot of prayer. I wanted to make sure I was being led by the Spirit just to have somebody that's a right fit for this show that believes in the mission, the mission and the values that we set in place and pushing this thing forward just for the gospel and for the kingdom of God. And that has led me to now introduce my new co-host for Embrace the Light Radio. Without no further ado, Miss Erica Andrews, what's up? You like that intro? You like where I hyped that up?
Yeah, you hyped it up.
Oh, man. So, yeah, just tell the people more about you. You know, hey, who are you? What should they know?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm Erica Andrews. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a child of God. I am a follower of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When Mikey first asked me about joining the podcast, I had already been in prayer about God just enlarging my territory, giving me more influence, and I didn't know that God would answer it in this way. I thought I was going to be doing something totally different. That's what I had in my mind to do. But when Mikey told me about co-hosting or whatever, I was thrilled. I was excited. I was shocked because, you know, we wait and be patient, but then we don't think it's going to happen so quickly. But I guess if it's something that lines up with God's will and his desire for you, it'll come faster than we think. So I'm excited about the direction everything is going. I'm excited about this first podcast together. So.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting first podcast, to say the least.
Yeah, too interesting.
Too interesting. And this topic right here, you know, it just weighs heavy on me. And, you know, I'm pretty sure Erica might feel the same about marriage. And people may ask, why go in this direction? Why go in such a bold area such as marriage? And truthfully, what you know, we want Embrace Light Radio to be is just that, embracing the light. And with that, it's just embracing what God has given us and pushing that forward. You know, he loves marriages. He loves marriages to flourish. And as I've been walking through my life in my own marriage these past few months, I just had a new passion about marriages. and, you know, and just want to talk about things, you know, and bring different perspectives that are not normally talked about on mainstream. And that's where, you know, you get the uniqueness, you know, and just getting the perspective and stuff. But I'm just excited to talk about, you know, marriage, and just, I'm just going to be honest, y'all. We don't know how long this series going to be. You know how you sit in church and the pastor, like, we in the new series called X, Y, and Z. And you be thinking, dang, how long are we going to be in this series? Here it is. The series starting in January. Here come December. We still in this series. Like, where are you going with this, pastor? But, yeah, that's going to be, I guess, one of those numbers. Man, but just hold on to the ride, y'all, because I promise you it's going to be some good info, you know, just being put out. And it's just going to be a real perspective. And our perspectives are totally different. I think we both can agree to that on some things. I think Erica, you would agree that our perspectives are a lot different in different areas.
Yes, but that's what makes it great and for great conversation. So you can hear someone else's side or opinion on something, or just something that they've gone through that could help you. I guess it depends on where you are in life too, and then right. As far as, you know, where you are in your marriage, it's just, you know, different ways, different steps that you can take to better yours and vice versa.
Yeah, and I think that's like the beauty in that, because I think in the society we live in, especially in the social media culture, and it's ironic how that's one of our questions, we look at this at marriage like it's a one size fit all, that okay, this marriage does this, mm-hmm. Let me put this in my marriage and see if it works. And you go in with the mindset thinking this is gonna work, and it's like, nah, that's, your spouse may not respond to that well. You got to know who you're dealing with.
That's right.
You got to know your spouse. Like, I remember, oh my gosh, you know, this is not even in the topics we're gonna talk about tonight, but I'm just thinking about it as I'm looking at a what scent candle is this? Pumpkin waffles? Yeah, shout out to my wife Brianna for getting that candle. So
seasonal candle.
Seasonal candle. Look to the fall. Man, I had this one crazy idea before I listened to you. They said they talked about sex, and it was like a good way in initiating sex is to get a candle. And when you light the candle, that shows your spouse that you want to have sex. Man, if Brianna didn't blow that candle out so quick, talking about what you doing? Talking about, I don't like the scent anyway. I'm like, well, let me chalk up that ale.
See, that don't work for her.
Nah. But that's one thing I've just grown to learn is that, hey, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt when it comes about marriage. And just, you know, some things may work, but some things may not. But it's not a one size fits all. It's not, you know, you got to work with best, you know, you got to work with best for y'all too.
Yeah.
For y'all too. And as long as you're walking in the will of God, you know, your marriage will be successful 100%. Not to say it's going to go through some rough patches. It's most definitely going to go through some rough patches, but when you walk in the will of God, you know, your marriage will be successful 100%. But yeah, man, let's go ahead and go into the question. So the way we're going to do this format, just to give y'all some backdrop, is we're taking questions about marriage, any kind of questions. Don't hold back on the questions you got, because we're not going to hold back in the way we're going to approach these questions. We're not going to hold back. So we're going to be talking about everything: sex, finances, social media, boundaries. There's no holds barred. So if you have any questions, feel free. We're going to, you know, before we go, we'll add our social media stuff. That way, if you want to DM us some questions, or if you want to call in through Anchor, that's why I said download the app Anchor. If you want to call in and ask questions, we'll give you a feature. Man, go right ahead. But yeah, so the first question that we received, do you believe there should be separate bank accounts in marriages? Why not? Very interesting question to start this series out, huh?
I know.
Talking about money. Talking about money.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, who playing that Mega Million tonight? Look, now if I hit this bunny, we still gonna record this podcast, but we gonna have some top notch gear.
Yeah. we gonna be legit.
We going from the phones to the mic.
Yeah.
Hit this lottery. Fly to the studio.
Yep.
Oh man. What's your perspective on that?
No, I do not believe in having separate bank accounts. Because for one, you're married now. And I feel like if you have anything separate, it makes you wonder if you have something to hide or if you're not comfortable enough to talk with your spouse about, you know, anything that you have outside of, you know, what you guys may have together or what you may have outside of him or, you know, her or whatever. I can say for me, before I got married, I had my own account, of course. But you know, once we got married and stuff, we had a joint account. And, you know, that's not to say I do still have my own account, but I'm not working right now. But he knows everything. Like, there's nothing about, you know, finances, bank accounts that we do not discuss together. There's nothing about money that we do not discuss together. Even if I'm going, you know, to the bank or whatever, like, I do the budget. So if I'm in the house, I, you know, shoot him a text to say, get such and such out. And then that's how I do it. But separate, I don't think there should be nothing separate. Especially not as far as money. It's like, do you need an outlet? Or you know, when things get tough, you sitting over here with a pot of gold. You try to leave me high and dry.
You got a couple thousand to send that. That's your mercy fund. It's just for the outlet fund.
Yeah. So what do you think?
As far as like my perspective, like I feel everything that you're saying. Like I feel like it shouldn't be separate accounts. The reason why, like you said, is like it should be nothing to hide. Like it should be where it makes the conversation a lot smoother as far as what you have, what you're working with. Like you said, if both of y'all know, then that conversation goes a lot smoother. It's not like one person's hiding for another, you know, from another as far as what they're working with or whatever. I know for me and Bree, that's something that we actually have to work on, is actually getting a joint account, because that's something where with three toddlers running around the house, me working buku hours, just trying to find that time actually going to the bank, actually making that a priority, is something that's been high on our list. And just in our experience, like having separate accounts, especially when we're both working, it does make you talk more. I can say that, because it's like, okay, what are you working with? This is what I got in my account. This is what you got in your account. You know, and it does kind of force us to talk more. So I guess it helps in our communication. Mm-hmm. But if you were to ask my wife, you know, I think she would agree wholeheartedly too. Is like, you know, we rather have this one account where all the money's coming into. You know, so that way both parties know what you're working with. Because especially with being finances being one of the top reasons why folks get divorced. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as just money issues, you know, I just don't want to be where like it's a problem down the road, you know, you hiding the amount of money that you got or that you don't have, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just that's my perspective on it. You know, I think when it comes to like savings and stuff like that, I think couples should definitely have, you know, joint savings account too, so that way, you know,
and the that's way that part of the question.
Really?
Yeah, it said the person that asked the question said, I'm not talking about savings, because they feel that that should be something that each person can do separate. To me, I think it should be together. Like I asked Darius this question, and he said, you know, if, you know, it's something that I want, then we will agree on how much we're going to put aside for just that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's still, like, he knows that that's something that I want. And, you know, it's not going to be something small that I have to put money aside for. I mean, this is going to be something that, you know, a little bit expensive or whatever, but he's still going to know about it.
Right.
As far as me saving for something that, you know, just very, very separate for him not to know about it, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Because I think, like I said, with that, you making problems for yourself and doing that. Because, like, it just goes back to hiding things, you know. You know, because us as people, we quit, especially with money. Man, we don't play, at least in American society, we don't play about money, you know, and God knows why we gotta be such Americans. but yeah, it's like when you hide it, especially like with money, like that's a thin line to walk on to hide stuff, you know, because like you said,
it's
I don't
like
think
you got one foot out the door.
Right. Like you planning on doing something with that. And if you're not telling your spouse what you plan on doing with that money, then it's kind of like, okay, are there some underlying issues that we're not talking about that we might need to discuss? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's great. I mean, that's a great perspective. And I totally agree with you because, you know, if you got something where both of y'all are saying, hey, look, this is what we're saving for, let's go after it, then hey, you know, it's just that line of communication, you know.
Like a car or something. But, you know, a car is something you're going to do together.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Okay, we're going to put X amount for this car. Like, mm-hmm. we agree upon it. Just like a house, we're going to save this. Just setting goals together as far as money and saving it. I don't know. I just don't agree with a separate thing.
Yeah, I know that's something like I know, and you know me. I know me and Bree, like we have to work on. Like we gotta get that joint account because having separate accounts, like I said, it does present challenges. It does, but the main positive I can say, it does make us talk a lot more. You know, it does make us talk a lot more. But I think if our communication was more rocky, then that might be a headache within of itself. But that's good. So question two, what is your take on opposite sex friendships?
We all friends. Your friend is my friend.
I did it.
My
Puff
friend
Daddy.
Is your friend. But no, it shouldn't be nobody that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shouldn't be nobody where it's awkwardness or whatever when, you know, I'm around this person or whatever, you know, to where it's just different. But no, we all friends. We all hang out.
What you cooking over there?
Yeah, we coming too. And the kids. No.
And we're going to bring some Tupperware to take some leftovers home.
Yeah. Black.
A little before already. Nah, that's real though. Because, man, I heard a quote a few months ago that really spoke volumes to me. Golly, I wish I could remember who said it because I can't take credit for this whatsoever. I'm not this mature to say this kind of quote, but this is powerful. But anyway, the guy said, imagine you having a conversation with that opposite sex friend, with your spouse, and would you be comfortable, like say for instance, like y'all was talking in the middle of the night, you know, something like that, right? He put it in a picture of, would you have that friend come spend the night in your household? How would that conversation, how would that direction go? Would your spouse be okay with that, knowing that, you know, that you're talking to this person at this time of the hour? Would your spouse be okay if they spent the night? He kind of related to that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can use the same sense even during the day. I mean, would your spouse be comfortable with that person in your household? I think that's a deeper meaning of this question.
Yeah.
And like you said, I feel you 100%. You know, we all friends. It shouldn't be where, I don't believe it should be where I'm uncomfortable with an opposite sex friend that you have. We should all be hanging out. We should all be cool, because here's the thing. Temptation is very real. And not everybody's going to value, not just yourself, but they're not going to value your marriage that you may value it. And you got to protect yourself from these things, because if you don't, people are quick to come in at very lowly times of your life, and they can kind of finesse that because their intentions might be bad. And I think that's where, you know, with all of us being friends, that's where I think that accountability comes in at, because you can, you know, I do agree, as a man, I do agree that one of the strongest things about a female is her intuition. So you can toot your horn about that. What you think about that? But for real.
And I think too, with being friends with you know, people, you attract what you are.
Mm-hmm.
As far as friendships. And I know for us, I would always become friends with the wife, and then we would so happen to get our husbands, you know, to meet, and they become friends. Mm-hmm. So it's never been anything that we didn't know about, where we wasn't cool or nothing. It's just always been the friends that I've had since, you know, been in this military lifestyle. It's, but all the friends that we've had has been godly,
mm-hmm.
has been really ordained, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've helped each other.
Mm-hmm.
It never has been awkward. Just open, candid conversation, just like this. So, I think it's all in who you attract.
Yeah, and see, that's good, because you have to surround yourself in your marriage. You have to surround yourself with people like that. Like, it's nothing wrong with having opposite sex friendships. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think within the parameters, there has to be boundaries set in place. You know, because I mean, you may run across people that they realistically they may not be of the faith, but they genuinely may be good people. They just genuinely may be a good person. They just may not believe, and you might be that person that can, hey, introduce them to the gospel. But with that, you have to set boundaries.
Yes.
Because how you've been called to live your life as a believer. They, on the other hand, have not accepted that call yet. And with them not accepting that call, the way that you may live your life and the way that they may live their life may not click. And you just have to be very weary about that. You have to be very, not weary, but you have to be very mindful about that. And just protecting yourself. But yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever, you know, because, man, like you said, you just got to have that transparency, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to have that transparency, because if not, rocky things can't happen. You know, it should.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with just letting your spouse know, you know, about this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have to be best friends, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's just like you said, honesty.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be in a situation where, like, you over here talking, like, if I was over here talking to old girl, Brown, I'm like, oh, hold on, who you talking to? Oh, ooh, have I introduced you to this person? Might not be a good day in the Wilder household. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Might not be a good day. Nah. Mm-mm. But yeah, that's good. You have any more thoughts about that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so last question we'll go into for the evening. Dang, I don't know why I feel like we're on a talk show right now. Like, I know we're talking.
Right?
I know we're talking, but it feels like a legit, like, we on actual, like, TV talk show.
I know, because I'm over here, like, kind of nervous.
You over there leaning back on the couch. should there be a limit on social media sites? And I'll take a crack at it first. Absolutely. Marriages should be, there should be boundaries in all marriages. Without boundaries, you know, there's no discipline. And I'll repeat that again for all my note takers, like I'm a deacon or something. without, you know, with, I done forgot what I said.
tell your neighbor.
With, you know, without boundaries, there's no discipline. All right, there we go. All right, cool. Yeah. But seriously, you know, without boundaries, there's no discipline. And, you know, social media is something where legitimately, especially us in the millennial generation, that's how we talk most of the time. We talk through social media. We talk through Facebook. We talk through Instagram, Snapchat. I don't think a lot of folks that I know use Twitter. That's just number troll nation. But yeah, I think it should, because what can happen and what I've just experienced on my own is just like you'll be on social media. Like you'll be like, I like using Facebook a lot, just to troll, to be quite honest with you, talk trash. but what can happen with that, you can get so caught up in it that you forget about everything else around you subconsciously. Yeah. Like you're not thinking about it. Like it's not like you get on the app and like you have the intention of like drowning everything out, but subconsciously you are. And that can be very damaging in a marriage because your spouse can feel forgotten. You know, maybe that you might be trying to have a conversation with them and here you are scrolling. And you may not even hear a word that they say. How do you think your spouse is going to feel about that? You know, we have to get, I just personally believe that us as a generation, as the millennial generation, we have to get back to looking up instead of looking down. Having face-to-face conversations, looking at body languages, really understanding what somebody is saying, because social media has stolen that from us in this generation, just in my opinion. I know that was kind of deep, but
I was thinking like, why are you being right here?
Like I'm a spokesperson about something. But man, for real though, like social media has taken like so much from us, you know. And it will really rob you of your relationship if you're not careful, you know. Like I saw something on, matter of fact, on social media, also on Instagram, I saw you should hold your spouse more than you hold your phone. I was like, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that is golden.
Make you put your phone down.
I'm like, where Brie at? Come here, come on. But yeah, it should definitely be a limit. It definitely should be.
Yes, I agree. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being on social media, like you said. I think it just begins to take priority, even when you don't even realize it. Like, that's just the first thing you gravitate to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to catch myself all the time. I know you need to put your phone down. Like, why are you checking your phone? It's the same thing you just saw 2 minutes ago. It's like, put your phone down. It, you know, it takes away from time spent with your spouse, spent with your children, just creating memories. Like, I can't get that second back. I can't get that minute back. And the person that asked the question also said, because they believe there should be that it should be a limit because it takes away from personal and romantic time with your spouse. And it does. It takes away intimacy. It takes away private time. It just takes it away. You can't get it back. Well, I'm being overlooked. Mm-hmm. Because they looking on Facebook. Because, you know, they looking on Facebook. And I think when we get so caught up in Facebook, then our mind just goes to, you know, seeing that couple that's on your timeline, or whatever that shows up on Instagram. You know how they say relationship goals. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. You're like, okay, I wish I had that. Nah. I don't know what's going on outside of that screen. So,
hey.
But you know, it gets your mind, you know, just thinking and wondering about, you know, how did they get there or whatever, when what they got, you are taking away from the time that could be invested into possibly having something like that, if not better.
But see, it's good that you brought it up, because I've actually been in that same spot. Like, when me and Bree have been through our tough times in our marriage, like, I've done that at times. And just being honest about it, like, you know, sometimes you try to go to social media to numb away what you may be going. You'll see other couples on social media, and it's like, dang, like, they shining. Like, you know, they over here got kids. And I'm just going to make this very, very clear. It's one thing being different being married when it's just you two. It's a totally different ballgame when you got kids. I'm just going to be honest about that. And
yeah.
Especially if you have multiple kids. I don't care what people think. One kid, okay, you do that. But when you add multiple children at that, boy, man, look, I got to take my glasses off, man. It gets real. It gets real. But yeah, man, like, I've been in times like that where, like, me and Bree been through our rough patches. And there'll be times where I have to catch myself looking at different relationships on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Instagram, because most of the time you're not gonna see folks being real transparent on social media.
No.
You know, it's the highlights.
Yep.
It's the highlights, what they want you to see, what they want to get likes about.
Yep.
And I've caught myself at several times, like, looking at that and getting caught up in it. It's like, dang, I wish, like, my marriage was like that. And then it's like, I'll get reminded that, hold up, first off, like you said, you don't know everything that's going on behind those closed doors, behind that screen. You don't know what they're going through. They may be putting up a facade. And if you're not careful, you take that and you bring, and once you get off your screen, now you're jealous, now you're bitter, now you're angry. You don't even feel like talking to your spouse. You upset because you see somebody else shining, y'all ain't smiling, you know. You see a couple all up on each other and you thinking, dang, I can't remember the last time I've been up all on my bae, you know. Can I get a witness as either? But yeah. But for real, like, those kind of thoughts will come in, and if you don't check yourself, you'll find yourself in a place that you don't want to be in. And now
comparing.
Yeah.
Comparison.
Don't
get caught up in that
comparison. That's exactly what it is. And it's a dangerous game to play. Don't ever compare. Don't compare your relationship to somebody else. It's because, like you said, some people just haven't arrived to where you have arrived at just yet. So yeah, it's a journey, man. It's a daggum journey. But I think that comes with maturity, too.
And I think it's about being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Being intentional about where you put your time.
Yeah.
Like, what is something that's going to give me lasting value? You know, lasting joy. Lasting, you know, just something that's going to last. Like, social media, something new going to come up in a few years, and everybody's going to be on that. And it's just, I think social media is going to get into where it's a business.
I think
just like how Instagram is, you know, people get all these followers and stuff, and then they're able to, you know, start doing ads and sponsorships and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, paid. It becomes that, even with married couples and stuff. And, you know, nothing is valued anymore, and we get to looking at those couples and wonder, why isn't ours like that? Like, nah, their worst and my worst is totally different. Their better is going to be different than mine.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about being intentional with your time and where you put it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's already a business now. I mean, you look around, it's just like you said, you see the ads and stuff like that. And then now you, in marriages, you see hashtag relationship coaches. You know, it's like, what? You know. And yeah, you gotta really be intentional about your time, man. Cause like you said, like you talked about before, it's like that second, you can't get that back. You can't get that back. You cannot get that back. And I think too, and it's something I struggle with, is like, stop using, you know, social media to like get away. Like, you have to replace that outlet for something else. I think we just got to get to a point where we just learn how to put the phone down. You know, we rely on our phone so much, period. I don't think, I mean, even with social, like, not just with social media, but like, we do everything on our phones. And I think it just has to become a limit. Like, how much are we going to be on our phones? And it's funny how the iPhone, how just with this 100 millionth update,
version 12.
It'll be version 13 tomorrow night.
Yeah, bug fix.
I ain't fixing nothing. But how the iPhones now, they have where like you can track how long you've been on your phone, like as legit screen time.
Oh yeah.
And it's kind of scary to see that, because like I looked at my, matter of fact, I'm just gonna be real. I'm gonna pull up mine right now. I'm just gonna be off the cuff. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So my screen time today has been 5 hours, 25 minutes, 2 hours, 30 minutes on social networking, 1 hour, 12 minutes on reading and reference, and 16 minutes on entertainment. So I'm putting myself out there. I know for me, I have to learn how to put my phone down, not to rely on social media for everything, even like for something simple as news. You know what I mean? Like, we rely on social media for so much nowadays. And
yeah, because this is funny. Because every time, you know, something happens, you know, especially down there in Jones County or whatever, and you know, I talk to my mom, we like, seen anything on Facebook?
It's like that a small community is like, you just trying to find out what the world going on.
I'm like, no. And then, you know, something else secure or whatever. But it can be a good thing, can be a bad thing.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse. And I think you see that like in times of disaster or like in times of trouble, like you see folks rally on social media, like when there's like causes and things that need to be pushed forward, like the agendas and stuff. You know, it's a blessing and a curse. But I'm going to take this a step further, though. How do you feel about couples that have a Facebook or Instagram or whatever together? I know you've seen them.
I was just about to say, I haven't really seen, like, couples, you know, that I know of that have one, you know, together. But I see them if it's like a, like some type of marriage coach or, you know, something like that or whatever. But I don't know anybody that got it, you know, together.
I know plenty.
So what do you think?
I think it's stupid. Like,
what?
I think, I'm just going to be real, man. I think it's stupid. Like, first off, yeah, I promise I'm not trying to come off gentlemen. Like, if you got one together, man, God bless y'all. Y'all do y'all thing. But I think it's stupid. That's just my opinion. my opinion is my opinion. But I don't know. Like, I don't understand it. I need knowledge and better understanding of why couples got together. Like you said, if you relationship coaches, man, cool. But you know, why in the world y'all got? I'm looking here. That'd be like me and Brianna have a page. Me, Michael and Brianna Wilder. Got the.
Well, this is Brianna posting today. Well, this is Mikey. I'm posting today. Like, you gotta let it be known. It's like you let it be known for, you know, y'all friends that could possibly comment on your status and who will possibly
Do you not understand y'all are both individuals? You know, y'all have individuality, your uniqueness. Yeah, you know, just like on Instagram, my page and Brianna page, totally different. Brianna, she does her thing with her hair. You know what I mean? She loves her hair. You know, she's hair goals, hashtag hair goals, you know, natural women. Yeah. But my page is mostly my boys, sports, military. And that's pretty much it, you know. But it's just the uniqueness. So I don't know. I never understood the couples having pages together. You know, I just don't think that can, like, it just, you got boundaries, you know what I mean? Like, if Brianna came to me tonight and said, hey, let's create a Facebook or Instagram or some page together, if it's not from a business standpoint, so that we build it together, I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
You know, where it's something like uplifting that y'all mm-hmm. have in common that you can do together.
Yeah. Cause I think what can happen is if you got something like that, then like it's just, I don't know, like you heard, you know the saying clickbait.
No.
Oh Lord. But I think it could be something like clickbait, because like people they'll try you. You know what I mean? And like, you know, like temptation is real. Like you might see somebody, like I've heard of people like that's had pages like that. And like for the guys, like they've had like women comment, oh, you know, you look so good. Imagine you being with me on their together. Like, oh, like that might not go well with your spouse. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's good that y'all know that together, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I just, it's a lot of headache and heartache with having something like togetherness and social media page together. No. That's something I just thought about, like, off the cuff. I'm like, why do couples got pages together? Like, no, be unique. Make your own page. It's not that hard.
And I think to go along with that question about social media, just for any young person that's engaged or in a relationship, or you know, in the early stages of marriage,
check them off. Check them pictures that happened like 5 years ago. See who they used to be with. Nah, don't do that. Because I'm pretty sure they ain't deleted them. Nah, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, the time spent on social media, it should be used to help your marriage. And when you see somebody with relationship goals, know that person, you know whatever, you know, ministry or whatever, business or whatever, know what it is really about. If it's standing on, I believe, anything outside of God, I would definitely question it, because marriage was created by God, for God. So just watch those relationship goals, all those celebrity couples you're sharing and hashtagging, especially on the social media.
Mm-hmm. It can all be for show. I say, especially if you don't know the person, don't know where in the world they hard at. But now that's real, man. Dang, we talked a minute about social media. I ain't think we're gonna talk this long about social media. But it's a hot topic though. Like it really is, you know. I think especially in our generation, like I think that's a priority that we have to figure out how do we navigate that. Because it's very useful. It's very useful. Social media is very useful. It's a lot of good knowledge up there.
And with us young people, social media has caused us not to have a lot of privacy within our innermost, very important relationships, because you can see, you would know when a couple that, you know, a person or a couple that you know, you already know when they're arguing, because it's just all on social media. Like, either you're not tagging the person, or you fussing about what's going on. Like, okay, yeah, something's going on there. Like, you have to get away from that and learn how to communicate outside of it. Like, whatever happened to, you know how it back in the day, whatever happened to writing a letter?
Sliding across class.
Yeah. Like, write me a letter. So if you can type on your phone on Facebook for everybody to see, write me a letter. Because you done posted about 10, 15 statuses. You can put that in a letter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Obi, I know it's going to sound real weird, but let me go get Ziggy because he's crying real quick. This is real life, y'all. This is real life.
Parent
life. Talk to the folks, man. Give your closing thoughts. I'm going to be right back. I should be back in like a minute. Let me go calm him down real quick.
Okay. Okay, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the perspectives and the answers, opinions, what may have you. On the podcast tonight, being a young married couple, I think it's very important for us to have conversations like this for our generation and for those who are behind us. Because I think some of the older people, they don't give us a chance to learn. And sometimes we may know a little bit more because the generation has changed so much. There's so much more going on. So I hope you guys learned something.
I did. I'm back. Oh, I'm back.
Yeah. Parent life.
But I hope you, you know, you learn something, take something away, because even with the silliness and the laughter, like, we really, you know, are for marriage, godly marriages. So, I mean, whoever receives it, I pray it blesses you. In the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen, by the blood of the Lamb. Tell your neighbor and say hashtag blessed.
All my neighbors is asleep.
One of my neighbors is trying to wake up. Oh, but yeah, man, that's good. So, yeah, so if y'all want to follow us, I don't even know if you know your social media stuff by heart, but if you want to follow me on Instagram, give me a follow. I think I might use my professional Facebook. Lord have mercy, y'all don't follow me up there. Anyway, IronMike__ follow me up there on Instagram, Facebook, Michael A. Wilder II. Shoot me questions. You know, hey, you know, just want to talk about life, man. Go right ahead. What's your social media stuff? Where can the folks find you at?
My Instagram is _EricaAndrews, and my Facebook is Erica Andrews. It's kind of hard for people to find me. I don't know why, but
I
don't know why.
Perfect government.
No.
You over there, no. Special operations. They take your whole name off. CIA killer.
No.
But yeah, that's good. Okay. So, but yeah, that's where y'all can follow us at on social media, man. Hey, Erica laid it all out there. I hope, you know, we really hope that this has been an inspiration to you. You know, if you made it to this point of the podcast, you are definitely passionate about what we're talking about. You are the faithful, the very faithful listeners out there. So we just want to say we appreciate you from the bottom of our heart for your consistency and your timeliness and your commitment to Embrace Light Radio. But yeah, we'll be back next week. We're gonna go part two. Next week we're gonna talk about what we talking about next week.
I don't know. The other sex questions we have privacy so far.
Was it sex and privacy? I think it was.
Yeah, that was two of them, but I think it was two more questions, and then just those were alone. But still, you know, maybe somebody will ask some more questions between now and next
week. Yeah, go right ahead. Ask away, you know, and we keep it anonymous. You know, you ask the question, we ain't going to speak to you. Unless you call on Anchor, then, you know, your voice is going to be out there unless you don't want to introduce yourself. But, yeah.
And we're going to be honest. Yeah,
raw. And let us know what y'all think. You know, write a review on iTunes, write a review on Google Play. I don't think Spotify has reviews, but write your reviews up there. Let us know what you think. Give us feedback. This is going to be listener based radio. And we're going to push this agenda forward. But yeah, we love y'all. It's been real. Next week, if we sound a whole lot clearer, that means somebody done hit the lottery. But hey, until next time, I'm Michael Wilder II. This is why you introduce yourself.
Oh.
Let's try this again. Let's rewind. Rewind. So for Embrace Light Radio, I'm Michael Wilder II.
And I'm Erica.
And it's been real, family. See y'all next week. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.